And I'm joined by Kay Sackville Brewer. She's the vice president of the Greater Burlington Partnership. We're going to talk a little bit about the Chamber of Commerce having a birthday. They're turning 100 years. That's the Burlington Chamber of Commerce. Now, the Chamber of Commerce and the Greater Burlington Partnership was the partnership that grew out of the chamber. Is that what it was, or is the chamber still a separate entity?
Well, the chamber, it is still the Chamber of Commerce. We encompass, our legal name is Burlington, West Burlington Area Chamber of Commerce. Obviously, our focus is on all of Des Moines County. And then the Greater Burlington Partnership encompasses not only the Chamber of Commerce, but also economic development, downtown partners, and the Greater Burlington Convention and Visitors Bureau. So it gives us a way to brand ourselves to some folks, especially locally, about, hey, we're one organization. We're all in the same office building. We've got separate boards and separate budgets and all those kinds of things. But, we all work together. We've got the same vision at the end of the day.
It all goes back to the beginning of the chamber, which would have begun in 1920. What was the purpose of the Chamber of Commerce when they started?
Well, very similar to what it is today, actually. Business individuals got together and talked about needing to make the area a better place to live and work, and they needed to do some improvements. They got heavily involved in road work, which we still are involved in, legislative activities, which we still are involved in. They had a hand and voice with things with the airport and lots of different attractions coming to town and working on developing the area. So same vision. You know, I think they needed a outlet and a resource for people to get together and talk about what the future was and what the big issues were.
You know, a lot of things have changed in 100 years. Yeah. I was looking at a story about in 1950, there was a projection, and I think it was funded by the chamber, that was basically talking about how was Burlington going to be dealing with a population projected by 1970 to be 62,000.
Oh, gosh.
Well, that was remembering the fact that we had like several thousand workers at the IAAP, that was the Iowa Ordnance Plant at that time.
Yes.
And we had, and a lot of these manufacturers had thousands of employees. Mm-hmm. Well, the world has changed.
Yes,
so I guess the chamber changes as the city and as the area changes, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, where did the Greater Burlington Partnership, when did that actually begin? When did that come about?
Probably within the last 10 years or so, what my memory serves. Time goes by always faster. It was an evolution. In the early 80s, the Chamber of Commerce worked with the City of Burlington to create the Convention and Visitors Bureau. And the chamber manages that organization. And then West Burlington, also the City of West Burlington, came on a little bit later. Obviously, economic development created their own organization and downtown partners as well. And so just as time has gone on, it's been realized that we can partner together and work together for some benefits, you know, of resources. The partnership came out of that when we realized we had all these different names and people were getting confused. And so let's go with one name, especially at the local level or the regional level, and we'll work from there. And it's interesting, too, as you look back at the history, even the Chamber of Commerce had different names.
Really?
So it started as the Greater Burlington Association, and then in 1929, they actually voted to change their name to the Burlington Chamber of Commerce. In 76, the word area was inserted in there, and then in the 80s, West Burlington came on board as well, and they joined together.
Now, if I'm correct, there used to be a junior Chamber of Commerce that they called the JCs.
Yes, and that's a national program, and so we don't have a lot of information. Really, it's its own organization now, and there isn't one here locally that I'm aware of, but I have heard, you know, they're still around.
Well, it's sort of the Greater Burlington YP is sort of what it would be, wouldn't it?
Yep, the Young Professionals Group, absolutely, very similar.
Okay, so names change, but a lot of the same, but the goals remain the same.
Pretty much.
All right, 100 years. Are you doing a big birthday party?
Well, actually, at the end of this month, on the 31st, we have our annual meeting. You know, we have to have those per our bylaws, but we're going to have some fun with that and do a historical video and honor some folks and get dressed up in the Roaring Twenties if people want to. And then later this year, probably this summer, we will actually have an open house celebration for the public. And we've got a group that's working on some of those details. So more to come.
All right. Happy birthday. The Chamber of Commerce, the Burlington Area Chamber of Commerce when it began? Or just Burlington Chamber of Commerce?
It was actually the Greater Burlington Association when it first started, and then they changed to the Burlington Chamber of Commerce in 2009.
All right. So. Well, the Chamber of Commerce, however, form or name or whatever it's been, Greater Burlington Partnership is the overriding group right now.
Absolutely.
And if you want more information about the Greater Burlington Partnership, just go to greaterburlingtonpartnership.com, right?
Yep, just greaterburlington.com.
Oh, just greaterburlington.com. All right. Get the information you need and say happy birthday to the Chamber. Kay Sackville-Brewer, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.